Thank you for helping us make Budget again last year. Thanks to your support, Lutheran Public Radio has been independent and in the black for almost 4 years. You've heard us say, now only our listeners can cancel us, and we mean it. Thanks for listening, thanks for your prayers, thanks for your financial support, and we're looking forward to partnering with you again in 2012. Christ-centered, cross-focused talk radio for the world, issues, etc., and sacred music for the world, LutheranPublicRadio.org. Normally, we would not devote as much time as we are on this Friday to Soundbite of the Week, but this isn't Soundbite of the Week on this Friday because it's the first week in January. We've ended another year here on Issues Etc. We're going to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. It is what it sounds like. Not new soundbites from last week, but the soundbite winners from all the previous weeks of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We took the top vote getters and we put together those four soundbites for you here at the end of the year, a beginning of a new year, to listen to and to vote for and to pick Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. Now, as usual, phone callers get to vote first. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943. You can vote via email. We get it right here in the studio in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at issuesetc. Or you can go to our Facebook fan page. We've left space for you to vote for Soundbite of the Year there. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. We are coming to you live this Friday afternoon. It's the 6th of January. Now, the best vote during Soundbite of the Year, we up the ante a little bit. Normally, we give away the LPR bundle package, which is an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. That's pretty good. There's only one way to get that, actually two ways. One is to be the best vote for Soundbite of the Week, and the other is to actually come and visit us here in the studio. So that is going to go to the best vote. In addition to that, the best vote will also get three books. The last two Issues Etc. books of the month, this month's The Problem of Suffering, A Father's Hope, and last month's, that would be the end of December, A Year with the Church Fathers, and a copy of the Lutheran Study Bible. So we have sweetened the pot for our voters. Best vote gets the LPR bundle package and those three books, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. We got four sound bites. We're going to play them for them, and you need to get ready to vote. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. You listen, then you call, email, or another way, vote. Remember, if you're voting on Facebook or via email, include your city and state and always the reason you're voting for that soundbite for Soundbite of the Year. Soundbite number one this year comes from Pastor Heath Curtis answering the question, why should the church stick to the historic lectionary?
The first thing it will do is protect you from yourself. You are going to develop your own favorite Bible verses, your own favorite way of thinking about the faith, and you need to be pushed outside of that. For example, I would never, ever, ever choose to preach on the parable of the unjust steward. I find that very difficult to preach on. What does Jesus mean with this parable? But every year, I have to struggle with that because there it is in the lectionary. Likewise, in your devotional life, you need to be protected from that, being too selective. The other thing, though, that we need to be protected from is the great shotgun approach. Reading the whole Bible every year is a very good discipline, but woe betide you if you also lose sight of the trees for the sake of the forest. The Bible is about Jesus. The lectionary keeps you connected to that. The lectionary is going to teach you to find Jesus on every page while you're reading your whole Bible in a year or whole Bible in 2 years. It's going to keep your laser-like focus there on Christ and his cross, telling his story to you week in and week out and over the course of the year.
That's soundbite number one for your consideration for Soundbite of the Year, Pastor Heath Curtis, on why should we stick to the historic way that the church has read and walked through Scripture called the lectionary. If you think it should be Soundbite of the Year, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Michael and Katie Schuerman. That's husband and wife, Pastor Michael Schuerman and his wife Katie, answering the question, what barren couples need to know.
It certainly does not mean that you've done something wrong. Some people unwittingly communicate this, though, that this is a result of something you've done, or you haven't been faithful, or you haven't done something right, and that's just not true. It is a difficult thing which you are right to grieve over and to ask the Lord what he intends for you, but to know that your punishment for your sin is not your barrenness. Your punishment for your sin was laid upon Christ on the cross, and there's no doubt about that whatsoever. God clearly tells us that.
I would say amen. Amen, amen. And to quote Deaconess Melissa DeGroat, she wrote a beautiful post on HeRememberstheBarren.com, and she said, barrenness, miscarriages, stillbirths, and adoption, these difficulties become our crosses, but they are also our blessings that drive us straight to Jesus. Remember, our Savior is beloved. Our God is pleased with him, and he still suffered death on the cross. We don't need to be afraid that God loves us any less just because we suffer. We're baptized into Christ, and we share in his sufferings. But more than that, we also share in the life and salvation that is his.
There's soundbite number two, Michael and Katie Schuerman, What Barren Couples Need to Know. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year on this Friday afternoon, January the 6th. We're in the listening phase. That is, you're listening to the four soundbites. And in just a minute, you need to call and vote, email and vote, or vote at our Facebook fan page and pick Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. The listening is our part. We play it for you. The voting is your part. Soundbite number three comes from Pastor Jim Remke, talking about the Calvinist's upside-down view of the Lord's Supper.
The Calvinist will say, when I commune, my spirit ascends into heaven, and there in heaven, I spiritually commune with Jesus Christ. The Lutherans are here saying, no, that heavenly thing, the body and blood of Christ, which is in fact seated at the right hand of the throne of God, descends to us, and we receive it earthly. We don't go up to heaven, but Christ comes down to us. It's all about Christ coming down for us. What a blessing that is, that, as they say later, that this true body and blood, the same body and blood that hung on the cross, the same body and blood that was conceived in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the same body and blood that was born and laid in the manger of Bethlehem, the same body and blood that lived and walked on this earth, descends again to us. We have no business going up to Christ. He comes down to us. Where the sinner is, in the gutter, in the grave, Christ comes to us and gives us his grace and gives us what he promises, the forgiveness of sins. This heavenly thing is ours by grace.
That was soundbite number three, Pastor Jim Remke, the Calvinist upside-down view of the Lord's Supper. It's one of the candidates for soundbite of the year. Do you think it should be soundbite of the year? Give us a call and vote, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE. Talkback@issuesetc.org is our in-studio email address, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Now, you need to get ready to vote. Prepare yourself, because right after soundbite number four, we'll play it for you. It's time to hear from you, your reason, your vote for soundbite of the year. And soundbite number four comes from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, talking about Rick Warren's backward view of worship.
There's a false humility that undergirds almost all of evangelical piety. And it'll go something like this. When you pray, you don't just pray and ask God for things. When you pray, you give God thanks. You give him thanks, you give him praise, you give him your life, etc. When you worship, it's not about getting something from God or getting something out of it, or as Rick Warren said, it's not for your own benefit, it's for God. You're giving him something, you're praising him, you're glorifying him for his gifts and for who he is and for all of this sort of stuff. And this comes across as this great humility. It's not about you, it's about standing there serving God. But the problem is it's a false humility, because undergirding it is this assumption, I have something that God doesn't. I mean, if you're giving something to God, what you have to assume, I've got some praise and God wants it, so I'm going to give it to him. I've got some effort, and God wants it, so I'm going to serve him with it. I've got some sort of special insight, and God doesn't, so I'm going to give it to him. And that is really nothing other than idolatry. God does not need anything from us. Here the psalm is Psalm 50, where God says, "The cattle on a thousand hills belong to the Lord, and if I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you." Because God is not interested in getting things from us, but rather in giving things to us. So when we pray, we ask God for things. That's what prayer is. And when we worship, we're receiving things from him. It might seem like a kind of a selfishness or an arrogance to Rick Warren, but it's exactly how the Bible gives it to us. God is the giver, and we are on the receiving end of his gifts. That's what it means to be a Christian.
That's soundbite number four. Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on Rick Warren's Backward View of Worship. With that one, it's time to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You've heard the four soundbites. One, Pastor Heath Curtis, why stick to the historic reading of Scripture? Two, Michael and Katie Schuerman on what barren couples need to know. Soundbite number three, Pastor Jim Remke, the Calvinist's upside-down view of the Lord's Supper. Or four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on Rick Warren's Backward View of Worship. One of those is going to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year, and your vote will decide which one is going to be Soundbite of the Year. 1-877-623-6943. Phone callers get to vote first. 1-877-623-MY-I-E. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc. Or you can always vote at our Facebook fan page right now, facebook.com/issuesetc. The best vote gets the LPR bundle package. That's what we usually give away on Fridays for Soundbite of the Week. But for Soundbite of the Year, we're going to add to that with the last two Issues Etc. books of the month, The Problem of Suffering, and last month was called A Year with the Church Fathers, Meditations for Each Day of the Church Year, and a copy of the Lutheran Study Bible. So call and vote during this break, 1-877-623-6943, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Thursday doesn't even start, it's Friday, I'm in love.
Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Truth-centered mission outreach. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Here are two new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/issuesetc, and you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at issuesetc. Social networking for the thinking Christian, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's Friday afternoon, January the 6th. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. That's year, not week. We have the four sound bites. We've played them for you, and now it's time for you to vote and pick Issues Etc. soundbite of the year. Monday on the program, we're going to discuss the wise men. Dr. Paul Meyer of Western Michigan University will be our guest to discuss those wise men, not kings, but wise men who visited the Christ child. We'll get the details Monday on Issues Etc. Up first, Steve is listening in Freehold, New Jersey. Steve, thanks for waiting on the line.
Sure. I'm going to have to vote for number four, because I think once you wrap your head around that we're the recipients, the beneficiaries in worship, that it is a divine service, God serving us, the lectionary thing and the Lord's Supper just falls into place.
That's a very good way of putting it. Steve, thank you very much. See, smartest listeners in radio, putting it all together. Steve, thanks for listening in New Jersey. Up next from Minnesota, Don is on the line. Hi, Don.
Hi. I have to vote for number four. I feel that this is one of the greatest hindrances we have to the true faith. So number four is the way I vote.
Don, thank you very much. Thanks for listening up in Minnesota. Here is Scott in Altamont, Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi. Brian Wolf Miller gets my vote. He makes a clear distinction between the quid pro quo God of pop evangelicalism, who needs fed, and the God of biblical Christianity, who feeds. God gives us his righteousness when he put his name on us in baptism. He sustains that and feeds us in word and sacrament ministry. And we are completely fallen without his righteousness. And anything we give back to him, apart from what he gives to us, would be no better than us sticking a wad of gum to the Mona Lisa to improve her smile. This misconception that God needs to be fed, appeased, cajoled, or flattered because he needs us simply smacks of paganism. Lutherans worship the way they worship because they believe what Lutherans believe. Now, pop evangelicals worship the way they worship because they believe what pagans believe. Now, that's food for thought. No pun intended.
Scott, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Altamont. Still plenty of time for your votes. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year on this Friday, January the 6th. 1-877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Remember to include your city and state and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Here's a vote from the Issues Etc. comment line.
Hello, my name is David Garlich, and I live in Winterset here in Iowa, and I was calling to vote for the soundbite of the year. I listened to all different soundbites, and they're all very good, and it's very difficult to pick one, but I want to pick a positive one, one that focuses on why we do what we do. So I'm going to stick with Pastor Heath Curtis's Why We Stick to the Lectionary, because it gives a positive reason for why we do the things we do in the Lutheran Church. Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much for your vote, and thanks for leaving it on the comment line. Mike in Strasburg, Illinois says, I vote for Michael and Katie Schuerman for the same reason I voted for them last September when that first became Soundbite of the Week. In sharing with us about their journey under the cross of barrenness, they are sharing with us all how to live under whatever burdens and crosses are in our lives. The life as a theologian of the cross is relevant for all, not just for the barren, and they are bringing to light the fact that barrenness is a cross borne by more than we might think, not just the infertile, but those of us who are not married as well. Well, Mike, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Strasburg. Randy listens in Fort Wayne, Indiana. He says he votes for soundbite number one, Pastor Heath Curtis, on why stick to the lectionary. The focus on Christ in Scripture is so comforting to the hearer. The regular hearing of Christ for me in the context of the lectionary strengthens my faith. It's wonderful to hear my pastors deliver the gospel to me week in, week out by showing me my Savior. The lectionary's discipline motivates them to point to Christ for the sinner. Randy, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Fort Wayne. Brent listens in Texas. He says, I'm torn between three and four, but I have to go with three. Pastor Jim Remke on the upside-down view of the Lord's Supper among Calvinists. It's a fantastic gift that Christ comes to us in his supper, knowing that I'm not relying on myself to ascend to God, but having the comfort of knowing that he comes with forgiveness for me and for you is an incredible thing to know. and experience. Brent, thanks for listening in Texas. In Minnesota, Matt says he's voting for the Baron, for those who have lost children and for those who are single and desire a family and children. This brings an immense amount of comfort. That interview is one of my all-time favorites, right behind Christmas with Dr. Nagel. So that's a vote for soundbite number two. Michael and Katie Schuerman on what barren couples need to know. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. George in Nebraska says, my vote is for Michael and Katie Schuerman. That's soundbite number two, primarily because it seems to be such an under-the-radar topic, but it's one that causes great pain and spiritual suffering for couples who wrestle with infertility, and it's one where it's easy to add to their pain unintentionally. So the more it's brought into the open and addressed, especially with the good news of our Lord, the better. George, thanks for listening in Nebraska. In Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, Eric says, I'd like to vote for Pastor Wolfmiller because until I understood this concept of worship, I mostly stressed during worrying if I was being spiritual enough, if I had the proper mood, if I was being pious enough to give God my worship. Pastor's statement reminds me of Matthew 20:28, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus came to serve us on the cross, and he comes in this day serving us in worship through his sacraments. It's that simple. Come and worship and receive God's gifts sent from his issues, etc. iPhone app, I believe, or an yes, it's an iPhone app. Eric, thanks you very much for listening in Pennsylvania. Lucy in Mitchell, South Dakota says, soundbite number two, I love the reminder that our burdens are also blessings, a fitting reminder for all who struggle through this sinful life. Molly listens in Washington, D.C. She's voting for soundbite number two on what barren couples need to know as well. She said that was a fantastic interview. Tommy listens in Pittsburgh. He says he's voting for soundbite number two. It was also a fantastic interview. Let's see. Elise in Corunna, Indiana says she's voting for soundbite number three, the Calvinist upside down view of the Lord's Supper. Pastor Remke so clearly explained the reason why we cannot ascend to Christ and why Christ descends to us. When we realize what poor, miserable sinners we are, it's impossible to believe that we can rise to heaven. How comforting it is to know that Jesus has done everything for our salvation and gives his means of grace to us so freely. Thanks for the show. Well, thanks for listening in Corunna. Elise, Dana in Corunna, I think there's some connection here, says he's voting for the Schuermans, what barren couples need to know. They spoke of the gospel so beautifully in the midst of their suffering. It reminds me of what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we are able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort that we ourselves have received from God. Their soundbite was truly comforting. A vote from Pennsylvania for soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, Rick Warren's backward view of worship. It's so important to hear this because I had grown up in churches where worship was all about what I had to give God. As a result, I was always hating worship sessions because I felt such a big burden. I was singing. Was I singing good enough? Was I understanding the words well enough? Worship was something I had to do. It was all law. I am so refreshed to be in a Lutheran church where worship is a gift from God, not something I give him. Albert in California says, it's an excellent crop of sound bites. It's certainly difficult to pick only one. Soundbite number one about the lectionary is so spot on. And of course, the two others are excellent. But I'm voting for soundbite number four because he addressed a problem that not only plagues Rick Warren and his followers, but most, if not all, of evangelical churches and those within Lutheranism that seek to emulate them. Here's the winner of soundbite of the year for 2011. It's soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, Rick Warren's backward view of worship.
There's a false humility that undergirds almost all of evangelical piety. And it'll go something like this. When you pray, you don't just pray and ask God for things. When you pray, you give God thanks. You give him thanks. You give him praise. You give him your life, etc. When you worship, it's not about getting something from God or getting something out of it, or as Rick Warren said, it's not for your own benefit. It's for God. You're giving him something. You're praising him. You're glorifying him for his gifts and for who he is and for all of this sort of stuff. And this comes across as this great humility. It's not about you. It's about standing there serving God. But the problem is it's a false humility because undergirding it is this assumption. I have something that God doesn't. I mean, if you're giving something to God, what you have to assume, I've got some praise and God wants it, so I'm going to give it to him. I've got some effort, and God wants it, so I'm going to serve him with it. I've got some sort of special insight, and God doesn't, so I'm going to give it to him. And that is really nothing other than idolatry. God does not need anything from us. Here the psalm is Psalm 50, where God says, "The cattle on a thousand hills belong to the Lord, and if I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you." Because God is not interested in getting things from us, but rather in giving things to us. So when we pray, we ask God for things. That's what prayer is. And when we worship, we're receiving things from him. It might seem like a kind of a selfishness or an arrogance to Rick Warren, but it's exactly how the Bible gives it to us. God is the giver, and we are on the receiving end of his gifts. That's what it means to be a Christian.
Well, that's the winner of Soundbite of the Year this Friday afternoon, January the 6th, Soundbite number 4, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on Rick Warren's Backward View of Worship. Steve in New Jersey, send your name and mailing address to talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll send you the LPR bundle package and those three books. Monday on Issues, Etc., we'll talk with Dr. Paul Meyer about the wise men, and I'll talk with you then, too. Thanks for listening to Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.